Good afternoon, and welcome to our third quarter 2019 conference call. Live Nation delivered its highest AOI quarter ever as we continue to scale our business globally and build on favorable supply-demand dynamics for live music. AOI grew 11% in the quarter and 13% year-to-date, outperforming a record Q3 last year and demonstrating the strength of our business model in today's experience-based economy. And in response to recent questions about consumer demand, we are seeing fan spending as strong as ever. In September, our amphitheater and arena shows actually closed stronger than shows in September of last year. And our fan spending on-site also showed ongoing growth. At the center of our flywheel, the demand for live events continues to grow, as we have sold 92 million tickets through mid-October, up 6% or 5 million tickets compared to this time last year. And we are on track to nearly 100 million fans attending a show this year. And we have translated the fan growth into strong AOI gains on on-site spending, sponsorship, and ticketing. As a result, as we wrap up a successful 2019, we are confident that we will deliver double-digit AOI growth for the year. Looking at our concerts business, year-to-date, we have had 73 million fans attend over 26,000 concerts, delivering 333 million in AOI, which is up 17% from last year. Our international business has been particularly robust this year, delivering much of the fan growth with a strong year for stadiums and theaters, while in the U.S., our arena and theater activity was also up. As we have grown our show volume and the breadth of artists we work with, we've also been more effective in pricing tickets closer to the market value, particularly with the Platinum pricing tool. So far this year, we have had over 3,000 arena and amphitheater shows use Platinum tickets, with a 54% increase in the number of Platinum tickets sold per show. Looking at our venue operations, we have furthered our focus on the fan experience, improving our hospitality across the board, from our food and beverage offering to our lawn experience to VIP options. As a result, we have increased our average revenue per fan by $2.50 in our amphitheaters to over $29, while also increasing fan spending at festivals, theaters, and clubs. As we continue building our expertise on on-site execution, we're finding more opportunities to build new venues or take over operations of existing venues. And since the start of this year, we have added 36 venues to our portfolio, ranging from the Brooklyn Bowls in New York and Las Vegas to the Danforth Music Hall in Toronto and Sports Palace in Belgium. As a result, we are confident in the success of our concert flywheel for 2019. We will promote more shows, reach more fans, price more effectively, and provide a better fan experience at our venues, which will then drive double-digit AOI growth for the business year. Turning to sponsorship, with the first days of Rock in Rio and a strong growth across our entire sponsorship platform, our high-margin sponsorship business delivered 18% AOI growth for the quarter and 13% year-to-date. We are the global leader in music sponsorship, delivering the unique value proposition of nearly 100 million fans on-site for brands looking to make a more direct connection with their customers. As part of this, we continue to innovate new ways for brands to interact with fans on-site at our venues and festivals. With new programs such as the Bud Light branded photo installation at our amphitheaters or the Revlon roller rink at Lollapalooza. As a result, sponsorship revenue has grown 11% year-to-date at our venues, while festival sponsorship has grown 31% year-to-date. More broadly, growth is driven by our strategic sponsors, all of whom utilize a range of assets and span multiple years. Revenue from this group, which collectively accounted for 70% of our total sponsorship revenue, has grown 15% year-to-date. With over 95% of our expected sponsorship revenue for 2019 now contracted, we are confident that we will deliver sponsorship AOI growth in the mid-teens for the full year. Ticketmaster generated its highest AOI quarter ever, up 20% from last year and with 6% growth year-to-date, as every quarter in 2019 is one of the top 10 GTV quarters ever. This growth continues to provide Ticketmaster the scale to invest in the evolution from paper tickets to digital, which is being demanded by venues and content that are seeking greater control of their tickets and looking to develop a more direct connection with fans. Our presence rollout is pacing ahead of schedule, and we expect digital ticketing to be installed at over 700 venues, representing 120 million tickets by the end of this year, and over 60% of the fans at digital-enabled events now entering with their mobile devices. And digital adoption is even greater in the NFL, with 10 teams have now eliminated paper tickets, and over 90% of fans for those games are using their mobile phones to get in. Digital ticketing has expanded our engagement with fans, giving Ticketmaster a more direct connection, providing for more effective marketing and targeted offers. The Ticketmaster app is now regularly in the top 10 ranking for entertainment in the Apple App Store, driving a 30% increase in app downloads this year. This, combined with continued improvements in our mobile web experience, has led to further growth in mobile transactions, now accounting for 46% of ticket purchases globally, up 15% over last year. Digital ticketing is a strong demonstration of what Ticketmaster can be, providing the best ticketing platform for venues by delivering value well beyond the sale of the ticket, at the same time giving fans an ever-improving mobile-led purchasing and management experience. With these pieces coming together and continued growth in our concerts activity, I expect we'll deliver AOI growth at Ticketmaster in the mid-single digits for the full year. As we approach the end of 2019, we are confident that our strong performance will deliver another record year of top-line and AOI growth. All of our businesses, concerts, sponsorship, and ticketing, have delivered growth year-to-date. And based on their key operating metrics, we expect each to deliver record revenue and AOI for the full year. With an early look to next year, our 2020 pipeline is up substantially, with over 1,500 stadium, arena, and amphitheater shows booked already, up double digits from the same time last year. As we look forward, we continue seeing tremendous opportunity to expand our global concerts and festival business, drive further growth in on-site execution, sponsorship, and ticketing. With that, I will turn the call over to Joe, who will take you through additional details on the quarter and the divisions.
Thanks, Michael. Getting into our business segments, first, concerts. Over the combined past two quarters, which represent our core concert season, AOI was up 9% and revenue up 2% year-on-year as we grew attendance to 73 million fans at over 26,000 shows, up 3% and 11% respectively. As we discussed on our second quarter call, timing this year somewhat shifted to Q2 versus Q3, and as a result, for the third quarter, attendance was 2 million lower than last year, resulting in slightly lower revenue and AOI. Looking at the full season, though, every indicator we have is of a robust, growing business. Our September results actually came in above our expectations as our amphitheater and arena shows closed strongly and fan spending remained at high levels. This overperformance in ticket sales in the last 2 weeks before the shows resulted in over $5 million of incremental AOI in our amphitheaters relative to how the shows closed last year, demonstrating the continued strength of the concert business. As Michael said, much of our fan growth this year has come from our international markets, particularly with their stadium lineup. At the same time, we are seeing growing demand throughout our broad portfolio of venue types. Globally, theater shows are our highest growth venues this year as fans continue to find new up-and-coming artists they are excited about. And festivals remain the ultimate fan experience, and with the addition of Rock in Rio, the continued globalization of the Lollapalooza brand, and our over 100 other festivals, we expect attendance to be up double digits to over 10 million fans this year. Arenas continue to be the top place to see the biggest shows, and we expect to add another million fans this year, as fans came to see such top acts as the Backstreet Boys, Ariana Grande, and John Mayer. For the fourth quarter, we see continued fan growth, again driven by our theater shows, but with AOI growth impacted by the cost structure in a seasonally lower period for concert activity. So looking at the growth this year and an even bigger pipeline of shows for next year, combined with ongoing improvements in our on-site execution, we believe we are well set up for continued growth in concerts. Turning to our sponsorship and advertising business, in the third quarter, sponsorship AOI was up 18% and revenue was up 26%, primarily driven by on-site sponsorship as our brand partners continue to recognize the value of engaging with fans at our events. The international markets drove the majority of our growth, with the first weekend of Rock in Rio contributing to our performance this quarter. And given the 14% growth in sponsor committed net revenue for the year, I'm confident we will deliver mid-teens AOI growth in sponsorship for the full year. Finally, Ticketmaster. For the quarter, Ticketmaster AOI was up 20% and revenue was up 5%. Global GTV was up 4% for the quarter, driven by fee-bearing GTV, which was up 5%. As with our concerts business, international drove our ticketing growth in the quarter, with its fee-bearing GTV up 19%. Globally, primary GTV was up 6% for the quarter, while secondary GTV was flat. And as in the past, concerts drove most of our primary GTV growth. In secondary, we saw growth in sports, particularly the NFL, but lower activity in North America concerts, again consistent with the concerts timing we have discussed. As another sign of success for the Ticketmaster platform, our open distribution strategy continues selling more tickets for clients off-platform, up over 30%, with 15 million tickets sold year-to-date. And to save you the question on margin, yes, we're up a fair bit this quarter, due in part to continued improvements in operational areas such as search marketing, and also because of some insurance recovery for the data breach issue last year. But our overall focus remains on growing the cash profitability of the ticketing business, not being margin focused, which is how we have consistently grown the business over the past several years and expect to continue being successful going forward. In summary, we are confident that 2019 will be another year of record revenue and AOI results overall and for each of our businesses. We are also making progress on completing our OCESA acquisition. In August, we submitted the necessary request for approval to the two key regulatory agencies in Mexico and are working through their process. And in September, CIA received shareholder approval for the transaction. Pending the timing of the regulatory process, which is basically how many rounds of questions do they need to ask, we expect to complete the transaction between December and February, and we'll provide updates as we have more information to share. I will now turn the call over to Kathy to go through more on our financial results.
Thanks, Joe, and good afternoon, everyone. Our key financial highlights for the third quarter of 2019, our revenue was down 2% to $3.8 billion. AOI increased 11% to $427 million, and operating income increased 11% to $260 million. Our revenue decline in the quarter was primarily driven by a foreign exchange negative impact, and without this, our revenue in the quarter was flat to last year. This FX impact largely affected concerts, which, along with a timing shift in events from Q3 to Q2, drove a 4% decrease in revenue. Sponsorship revenue increased 26% from the addition of the first weekend of Rock in Rio in Brazil and overall growth in our on-site sponsorship program. And ticketing delivered a 5% increase in revenue as strong international activity drove a 4% increase in global GTV. AOI growth was 11% in the third quarter, driven mainly by sponsorship, which was up 18%, and ticketing, which was up 20%, as a result of the higher GTV along with an insurance recovery related to the third-party data breach incident last year that we had not expected to receive in the quarter. This insurance recovery, along with the strength in amphitheater show performance at the end of the quarter, as Joe noted previously, drove our outperformance relative to the AOI guidance we provided in July. Our operating income increased by 11% for the third quarter over last year, driven by the increase in AOI. For the quarter, accretion of redeemable non-controlling interest was $24 million, and our diluted earnings per share was 71 cents. Turning to our balance sheet, as of September 30th, we had total cash of $1.8 billion, including $747 million in ticketing client cash and $642 million in net concert event-related cash, leaving free cash of $406 million. Net cash provided by operating activities for the 9 months was $33 million, compared to $256 million last year, primarily due to the timing of when payment obligations were due. Free cash flow adjusted for the 9 months was $531 million, in line with last year's $529 million. Our conversion of AOI to free cash flow this year was reduced by the timing of distributions to our non-controlling interest partners and an increase in maintenance CapEx. Our total capital expenditures were $225 million for the first 9 months, with $120 million spent on revenue-generating items. We expect total capital expenditures for 2019 to be approximately $325 million, with half going toward revenue-generating CapEx projects. As of September 30th, our total deferred revenue related to future events was $952 million, an increase of 26% over the $759 million at this point last year. As of September 30th, our total debt was $2.8 billion, and our weighted average cost of debt was 4.2%. Then in October, we issued $950 million of 4.75% senior notes due 2027 and amended our senior secured credit facility, including a new $950 million Term Loan B. In addition, we have an undrawn $500 million revolver and a $400 million delayed draw Term Loan A. The proceeds from these transactions were used to redeem our $250 million of 5.375% senior notes due 2022, and to repay the outstanding balance of our existing term loans. After these repayments and other fees and expenses, we will have $527 million of incremental cash on the balance sheet. This will allow us to meet the cash portion of our purchase price for the OCESA acquisition, along with funding other acquisition opportunities. After this refinancing, our weighted average cost of debt remains at 4.2%, and we estimate that our interest expense will initially increase by approximately $10 million in the fourth quarter as a result of this refinancing. For the remainder of 2019, we expect negative FX impacts of approximately 2% for revenue and 7% for AOI in the fourth quarter based on current rates. This FX headwind to AOI is largely driven by higher sponsorship activity in Brazil, Australia, and New Zealand, which are all projected to be off 7% in the fourth quarter, and the euro and British pound, which are projected to be off 4 to 5%. Revenue has less of an impact as that mix is more heavily weighted to the U.S. We have factored this FX impact into our full-year guidance that both Michael and Joe discussed, which takes into consideration our reported year-to-date results and our expectations for the fourth quarter. Consistent with where we projected it last quarter, we currently expect that free cash flow adjusted for the full year as a percentage of our 2019 AOI will be in the mid-50s. Our accretion of redeemable non-controlling interest for the fourth quarter is projected to be approximately $26 million. And as a reminder, as you look forward to 2020, our Rock in Rio Festival, which spanned Q3 and Q4 this year, is a biannual festival and will therefore not take place next year. Thank you for joining us today. Operator, we will now open the call for questions.